Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening. We are broadcasting today with Lunchtime Live from House on Leeson Street in conjunction with Focus Ireland to celebrate Pancake Tuesday, because Focus Ireland have launched an initiative across the country where you can go to a local hospitality area and you can buy pancakes and the money will go to Focus Ireland. And here to discuss the growing problem of homelessness with me is Rachel Murphy, who is the co-director of fundraising from Focus Ireland, and Mike Allen, who is the director of advocacy. You're both very welcome. Thank you for inviting us here today. Rachel, I might come to you first of all. Today is Pancake Tuesday and the smell of pancakes going out across house today is very, very nice, and I see my team is actually eating pancakes behind me. Tell me about the initiative and what you're hoping to do with it.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us here today, Ciara. We're absolutely delighted to be here in this wonderful venue at House Dublin Leeson Street. Fabulous atmosphere, and we're really thrilled to have the support of Nola Clan, who are the company who run House and the other venues across the country. There's a great atmosphere. We've got pancakes on the grill down there. The smell is amazing. and we're encouraging anyone to come down and celebrate Pancake Tuesday and raise some funds for the vital work of Focus Ireland and show your support. We're delighted to be launching the partnership today with Nola Clan, and this is just a wonderful example of how easy and fun it can be to generate some business, get some customers through the door, and also support a really important charity,
and
Focus Ireland.
Is the idea that people can pop into House and there are other venues to Mrs. Robinson's and Greystones, where I'm from, but there's lots of them around the country and we'll list them at the end. They can pop in and they just give a donation, they get a pancake and...
Absolutely, so your donation is included in the price of your pancake. So come along, enjoy Pancake Tuesday and you'll raise some funds along the way. I know they've set themselves a goal to sell a huge amount of pancakes today, so we'd love to see some people coming through the door and joining in.
Good stuff. And what happens to those funds? Like, I mean, obviously every charity that we would ever talk to say, oh, the funds are vital, but Focus Ireland, I mean, I think people genuinely are very concerned about homelessness. I think they're very concerned about housing. They see it as the issue of our times, and you know, you only have to walk from our office in Diggs Lane to here and you will pass rough sleepers on the streets in the early mornings. What happens to the funds? What do you do with the money, and how important is this money to what you do?
Well, it's hugely important, and what 89 cents out of every euro that we raise goes directly on services that are helping people who are either experiencing homelessness or who are at risk of homelessness. So we're really focused on prevention and also helping people who've become homeless to get back into a secure home as quickly as possible. And I suppose why Focus Ireland is different is that a lot of our work is with children, families and young people. And as you know, they're at the heart of the current crisis in homelessness. So it's really important work that we're doing. And we're really about helping people to get back to a secure home and also working with children and families to make sure that any of the stress and strain and some of the potential damage that can happen by being in homelessness, we're alleviating that and getting people a way out as soon as possible. So really vital work. We're really at the front line in this, and we're helping a family every day back to a secure home. So it's crucial that we get support.
A family every day back to a secure home. That's quite a thing to be able to say.
Absolutely. And a secure home really is the answer to homelessness, because that's where families can flourish. So we're really focused on that.
Yeah. Let me bring you in Mike Allen, who is Director of Advocacy with Focus Ireland. Talk to people who are listening, because a lot of people who are listening have no experience of homelessness. They have no idea what it must be like. They can kind of imagine it, and they look at their own kids and they look at their own families and go, that must be dreadful. But talk to us, Mike, about what it is to be those families, to end up looking for hostel accommodation or emergency accommodation, or maybe be offered... I people hear a lot about hubs. I'm not sure they really know what hubs are. What's the reality like?
Yeah, I think when people think of homelessness, they think of the people they see sleeping on the street and rough sleeping. And certainly rough sleeping is the most severe and extreme form of homelessness. But it's a tiny proportion of the experience of homelessness. There's almost 10,000 men, women and children homeless in Ireland, and probably around 200 people who are sleeping rough. So for most people, the experience of homelessness, I think there's probably two major parts to it. One is just the day-to-day misery of all the things you have to do to get your emergency accommodation and survive in those circumstances, and particularly parents with children. So for a large number of the families who are homeless in Dublin, they have to find new accommodation fairly regularly. I mean, I'll talk about a bit about the hubs, but they're the good end, the best end of what's available. But the majority of people are not in those, in that sort of accommodation. They're in B&Bs, hotel rooms, and so on, and they're fairly insecure there, and they don't have support workers. There's over 500 families in Dublin that don't have anybody who's working with them to support them.
So these are
Folks Island supports about 500 other families.
Very often lone parents, maybe with a kid or two, and no support workers, and are they still obliged, because you hear these stories, to get out of their accommodation often during the day and wander around often in bad weather? Is it that bad?
It can be in some of the circumstances that it's just overnight accommodation, and in other places they are allowed to stay there if they want to during the day. But many of the places they're staying in hotels, there's difficulty getting difficulty breakfast because of the times of breakfast and the time to get the kids to school. Many of them have to bring the children right across town to go to school. One of the things that we found over the years as the family homelessness problem has risen is parents make what I think must be the right decision to keep their children in the school that they were when they lost their home. And that gives at least some degree of continuity and security to the children. But that's often at massive cost to the...
So they could be traipsing for miles.
Traipsing for miles and then maybe having to stay in the other part of town because there's no point in going back to wherever the emergency accommodation is, because the kids will get out of school before they come back in. One of the big successes we had over the last number of years was that most of the families in Dublin get LEAP cards now to help them cover the costs of that travel. That was a campaign that we ran, it was successful. The Department of Youth and Children introduced that. There are still very significant problems in the delivery of that, but it doesn't exist outside Dublin. It's just a Dublin scheme. So there's the day-to-day misery of being homeless, but there's the actual experience of not having a home. I mean, and that's something that's really important to get across, is the for individuals and families, for children, the notion of having a home, a secure place which is yours, where you can close the door and you can do what you want and you just flop down or you can whatever, is absolutely fundamental to what we are as human beings. And even the best forms of accommodation, the family hubs and so on, are not homes.
No.
And so the families, even in those forms of accommodation, remain homeless. And the really negative psychological effects and effects on the family that go with just not having a home continue
as you describe those real issues facing those families, that there are children who don't make it to school every day because if the bus is cancelled or something goes awry and they are travelling precariously for miles to the school, that's probably a fair amount of missing school too.
Yes, those types of things. What's remarkable is the extent to which the parents manage to get the kids. I mean, it is enormously successful, but particularly as the children get older. I mean, most of the children who are homeless with their families are either preschool or in national school, but there are a significant number who are in secondary school, and that becomes very difficult, and we are deeply concerned that there's a risk of children under those circumstances, under those pressures, leaving school early. And the experience of homelessness, instead of being a terrible thing that happened for a few months when I was at such and such an age, it becomes something which actually defines in a very negative way the
rest
of their lives.
And obviously probably isolates those children from their peers.
So we do a lot of work, our teams do a lot of work to support the families in those circumstances to survive homelessness and to get out of it. Because I think one of the fundamental things that we really need to get across is, well, the figures seem to be getting worse. Well, they are getting worse, and the situation is deteriorating. On a day-to-day basis, there's a lot of good news. And for every individual and family that's homeless, there are families that are leaving. Unfortunately, there's more families becoming homeless.
Yeah.
But people shouldn't see it as just a problem out there which isn't solved and isn't solvable. It is a problem which we can solve.
And that sounds good, but Rachel, what is this? Is it just more social and affordable housing? You know, it used to be that 1 in 10 people rented a house, and the rest of people had some kind of secure, maybe council housing or owner-occupied housing. Now it's something like 50-50. It's 5 out of 10 people are renting. Is it that we need better laws around renting? I mean, is it going to be possible to put the genie back in the bottle in terms of renting? So many people now live in a rented accommodation. Are we ever going to see a time when we move away from that model?
I think there will be down the line. At the moment, the challenge is that we don't have enough of lots of different types of housing for lots of different needs. So ultimately, it's about affordability. We need more social housing, we need more secure housing, and we need a market that's better adapted to people's needs. So what we've seen with families particularly is that because the rental market has become so unaffordable, when a landlord sells up and the prices have moved on, then a family simply cannot afford to live in that home or that area anymore, and in some cases cannot find anywhere, which is when people are coming to us for help. So that's a situation that we're working with the government to try and urgently address.
Yeah. There's no quick fixes, I presume, currently. It's going to be a slow progress. Are you happy? Are you confident? Do you feel that we are making progress and that the government initiatives are going to pay off, or do you think it's all lip service?
Oh, look, there's a huge amount of work being done as part of the government's plan, Rebuilding Ireland, no question about that. But we are in a very challenging situation. So our focus is making sure that we reach people who are affected today, and we're there on the ground to help people who feel that they might be at risk, because they can contact us and get advice and information to try and prevent homelessness. There's no question that people are working very hard to address the situation, but a huge amount more needs to be done as well.
And does it always boil down, Mike, to money? Is it that we haven't spent enough on social and affordable housing in the last decade? Is it that the government doesn't really want to dirty its hands in the social housing market? They've been happy enough to leave private landlords fill that need, which of course private landlords are not there for reasons of social conscience, they're there for reasons of profit, and I'm not knocking that, but maybe they're not the right people to fix this issue.
Yeah, we didn't as a country invest enough in social housing, or indeed in housing generally, for a long number of years, particularly in terms of social housing, and it's very difficult for the government to turn that round over a short period of time. The argument that there aren't quick fixes is often used to suggest that there are no fixes at all, and there very definitely are. Our view is that local authorities could be and must be far more proactive in terms of building social housing in the way they did before. This is a problem that Ireland has had in the past. We've had housing and homelessness problems of this sort of scale in the 50s and in the 70s, and we responded to them by building, by local authorities taking the lead and building significant new communities and housing estates. And contrary to popular belief, most of those have been very successful. Some of them weren't successful, but we have to learn from the ones that were successful. So it is partly about money and the government spending more money, but it's also about local authorities taking a much more active role in actually commissioning and getting the housing built.
Okay. And is the money there at local authority level? We just heard in the news just before I spoke to you guys that they have run out of the local authority mortgage scheme that was there to help people get on the property ladder that maybe couldn't otherwise. That was supposed to be a 3-year plan. It's run out in under a year. The finances have run dry. Is the money there? Is the will there?
There are lots of problems in this. So the government would say there's money there, and then the local authorities would say yes, but we're not able to access that money. And one of the things which is holding back local authorities and approved housing bodies, Focus Ireland itself is an approved housing body, we aim to deliver 150 new homes ourselves every year, but approved housing bodies could do more if they had access to the land to build on. And there's a huge amount of land which is owned by the public, local authorities and other taxpayer-owned organisations. And for years, people have been demanding access to that land to build on. And for reasons which are really hard to understand, we've been unable to get.
And you would have to wonder what they're holding on to for if it's not for houses for our citizens who have nowhere to live. Look, thank you both very much for talking to me today. Go over there and get a couple of pancakes. That is indeed Rachel Murphy, co-director of fundraising with Focus Ireland, and Mike Allen, director of advocacy. We are talking today with Focus Ireland in House on Leeson Street about their initiative. And you can go around and get pancakes and donate money to Focus Ireland in House in Dublin, Limerick, Belfast, in 37 Dawson Street, in The Oak, in 9 Below, in Zico, in Mrs. Robinson's, the Oyster Tavern, and indeed some other places like Lily's and Brogan's as well. And do get on board with it. Obviously, it's a fantastic initiative. Coming up after this, we're going to be asking, is veganism a fad?